Welcome to Gospel Truth with Andrew Womack, a teaching ministry that emphasizes God's unconditional love and grace. And now, here's Andrew.
Welcome to our Friday's broadcast of the Gospel Truth. Today is the end of my fourth week talking about how to fulfill your destiny. We are going to continue into Monday. I might even go into Tuesday teaching on this, but we're just about at the end of this. I encourage you to please get this Destiny DVD. This is powerful. I tell you, it really has ministered to me and blessed me. I don't think it's just because I know these people and I'm so excited to see God's will come to pass in their life. I think that this will have a tremendous impact on you. It's just really a great testimony of how God takes everyday, ordinary people, and when you commit yourself completely to God, He does something awesome with you. So this DVD is great. Also, we've got our CD teaching on how to fulfill your destiny, and we've also got a DVD as seen on TV about that, and that's the actual teachings from these TV programs that we've made. Now, I've been talking this week from Psalms 37:4 about delight yourself in the Lord, and He will give you the desires of your heart. And I want to make clear that this is the last of my teachings on this how to fulfill your destiny. You first of all have to really recognize God has a destiny, a preordained plan for your life. Then you have to make yourself a living sacrifice, Romans 12:1. Then you have to renew your mind and not be conformed to this world, but transformed through the renewing of your mind. And if those things are happening, then when you are delighting yourself in the Lord, you can follow the desires in your heart. This is one of the dominant ways that God leads us. And I think that many people actually just discard the things that they feel in their heart because they don't trust their heart. And there is a balance to this, because if you aren't truly seeking God and if you aren't putting first the kingdom of God, you can't trust your heart. You don't ever trust your heart to the point that you just do it blindly. If anything I ever feel, any of my desires or longings are contrary to God's Word, I don't care how strongly I feel it, I would deny it, because God's Word is absolute. It is established and settled. My desires can be carnal as well as godly desires, and I'm always having to be a little suspicious of them. So it's true that you've got to be a living sacrifice and know the Word of God and be able to rightly judge things. But if you have made yourself a living sacrifice and are renewing your mind, and if it doesn't contradict the Word of God, as a matter of fact, if these desires that are in your heart are consistent with what you see in God's Word. Like, for instance, you're wanting to give and bless people. You aren't wanting to hurt someone. You're wanting to be a blessing. You have a desire to call someone and just say, I love you. You know, you need to follow those desires. You know, I remember a time that I was in Pritchett, Colorado. It's a long story, but I went there with great expectations. We saw a man raised from the dead. The very first person I ever saw raised from the dead was in Pritchett, Colorado. And there were good things that happened, but there was also a lot of people that got mad, and there was a lot of strife. And I was about to get kicked out of the church. And it was just a bad situation, and I was feeling sorry for myself. Like, I gave up the only security I'd ever had to come to that little tiny place in southeastern Colorado. And I was kind of feeling sorry for myself. And a friend of mine from 150 miles away called on the phone. And he said, how are you doing? And anyway, I didn't tell him everything. I said, I'm okay. And anyway, we talked for a little bit. And I kept waiting on, you know, what is your purpose? What do you want? And finally, there's kind of a lull in the conversation. And he says, I just wanted to call. I just felt like calling and saying, I love you. And thank you for what you've done in my life. And that's all he did. He just had a desire to call and say that he loved me and he appreciated what I'd done. And you know what? I believe I would have probably made it through that crisis, but it was a crisis in my life. And I guarantee you, I was kind of sucking my thumb and feeling sorry for myself. And I needed a word of encouragement. And somebody just felt the desire to call and say, I love you. And you know what it did? It made a huge difference in my life. And I have done this exact same thing to many people. I remember Joe Nay. Many of you probably heard me talk about him, but Joe Nay is a man that actually was in my Baptist church, and he got so radically saved that it impacted me, and I became friends. And through his influence, I actually opened up to the baptism of the Holy Spirit, and that's when I received this experience, March the 23rd, 1968. My whole life changed. Joe was a major, major impact in my life. And then some things happened. Long story, I won't go into all of it, but Joe and I just drifted apart, and Joe actually got to where it wasn't just me. He was mad at a lot of people. He had done some things. I don't actually know all of the details, but somebody openly ridiculed him and made fun of him, and he got so mad that basically he put all Christians into the same category, me included, and just threw us out the window, quit the ministry, and was actually back to selling paper. And I hadn't seen him in years, but I just had a desire. I just was thinking about him. And I was just having a desire to get in contact with Joe. And the last time I'd talked to him, wasn't good. He wasn't nice to me. And so, you know, in the natural, there was reasons not to contact him. But I just had this love and this desire in my heart to contact him. So I tried to contact him. Turned out he wasn't in Arlington, Texas anymore. I knew that his wife, Joanne, used to live in Longview, Texas, and I knew her last name was Wilson, and I'd talked to her parents before, so I just started calling all of the Wilsons in Longview, Texas, and I was going down the deal. It wasn't easy to get hold of them, but I just felt a desire. I couldn't say that God told me to do it. I didn't have anything to say. I just felt a desire to contact them. So I started going through and just calling all of these people and trying to ask if they knew Joanne Nay or Joe Nay. And finally, I got a number, and it was Joanne Nay that answered the phone when I called one of these Wilsons. And she said, "Who is this?" And I said, "It's Andrew Womack." And she hung up on me. And I thought, well, that was really good. And I thought, God, I just really felt a desire to get in contact with them. I tried, but she hung up on me. And I was still sitting in my desk, just kind of looking at the phone. And the phone rang back, and it was Joanne calling me back. And she says, "I'm sorry I hung up on you." She says, "I was just sitting here," and she gave me a long story. I won't go into all of it, but Joe was really bitter. He had gotten out of the ministry. He was working a secular job, and they had been in ministry for 20 or 30 years. It was a real discouraging time. They had lost their house, had to move in with her parents. And I think it was that day that their house was being foreclosed on, and it looked like her life was just totally out of control. It was spiraling into destruction. And she had been sitting there, and right before I called, she says, "God, if there is a God." Now remember, these are the people that were like my spiritual mentors, and yet because of the crisis that they were in, she was even, you know, wondering, "God, are you really there?" She said, "God, if there is a God, why don't you have somebody minister to us?" She says, "I know that, you know, we aren't in the right place and it's hard, but you're God. You could have somebody call and minister to us." And she was praying this to the Lord. And while she was praying it, the phone rang. I was on the line. And when she heard who it was, she hung up. It startled her so much. So she called back. I began to pray with her. God put us back together. I became great friends again with Joe and Joanne Nay. It allowed him to get back on track. He got back into the ministry. Now, Joanne has since died. Joe has remarried. But Joe and Anita Nay are some good friends of mine. I talk to them every once in a while. And God restored this. And you know how all of that happened? I just had a desire. I was just thinking about them. You know, the Scripture says in 1 John chapter 4, verse 8, that God is love. And when you feel love, compassion flow out of you towards someone, that's God. Now, this is really simple. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to get this, but it's so simple that most people just miss this. There's people that, just like I felt love and I felt compassion and a desire to get back in touch with the man who had been my mentor 20-something years before, and we had had a falling out and there wasn't a good relationship, but I just had a desire and I pursued that desire, and it turned out to be a miracle from God that directly intervened and saved a couple and ministered to them and helped them. You know how all that happened? It was just a desire in my heart, I felt love and compassion. I'm telling you, brothers and sisters, it's not the devil that makes you love people. When you are thinking about someone and you just think of somebody and you think, I wonder what they're doing, you ought to follow up on that. It's God that put this desire. It's God that brought them back to your remembrance. It's God that's causing this. I really want to encourage you to do this because I've seen it happen in my life many, many times. And it hasn't always been a positive lesson that I've learned. It's not always a good testimony. Like I remember back when I first really got to seeking the Lord, that there was this man named Bob Lewis, and he used to be the music and youth director at my Baptist church in Arlington, Texas. And Bob Lewis used to come over to my house, and we would play ping pong, and he knew my parents and stuff. And anyway, he was quite a bit older than me. He was our youth director, and I was probably only 7 or 8 at the time. But anyway, I knew this man from he was the youth director at our Baptist church. Well, when I was about 18 or 20, I received the baptism of the Holy Spirit. I started speaking in tongues, and as I would pray in tongues, I mean for a period of about a month, nearly every time I would pray in tongues and just go to fellowshipping with the Lord, I would have the thought come to me about, I wonder what's happening with Bob Lewis. And this was just from out in left field. Nobody else had mentioned him to me. There was nothing that brought him to my mind. It's just like when I'd pray in tongues, I'd think of Bob Lewis. And I'd heard something about him, that he had also received the baptism of the Holy Spirit, that he was pastor in a church in El Paso, Texas, that they had seen great miracles happen, and that they had a room with crutches and wheelchairs in there, and people were being healed, and miracles were happening. So I'd heard some things about him, but it was just completely from out in left field, me thinking about him. And nearly every time I would pray, I'd think about him, and I just had a desire to get in touch with Bob Lewis. But I didn't do it because I just dismissed it as, well, it's just my random thoughts. I didn't realize that it was God. And then that went on for about a month, and then it just quit and I forgot it. And maybe a year or something later, I met someone who told me that Bob Lewis, who is seeing all of these great miracles happening, pastoring a church in El Paso, Texas, went out, and I forget all of the details, but I think it was something like he put his hand on the doorknob of his car to get in, and a red ant stung him on his thumb, and he died immediately. He had some kind of a reaction to it and just died. And when this person told me this, all of a sudden I remembered and I realized that for maybe a month, every time I prayed, Bob Lewis would come to my mind. And I would think about him and just have a desire to get in touch with him and to do something. And yet I didn't follow up on it. And all of a sudden, my lightning fast mind realized that, you know what? God was trying to lead me to intercede and to stop whatever that was that happened. I don't know exactly all of the spiritual dynamics, but it's just unusual to get a red ant bite and die from it. And I think that this was just a demonic attack. This man was being used of God. And God was trying to raise up people to pray, and I just didn't realize it was God. And then I bet you it was 5 or 10 years after I came to that realization that I was in some place, and the music leader was a man named Bob Lewis. And so I was talking to him, and I said, you know, there used to be a man named Bob Lewis who was the youth director at our Baptist church in Arlington, Texas. And he says, that's my father. I'm Bob Lewis, Jr. And so I asked him, and he was telling me about some things, and I told him, I said, you know what, I have to confess to you that for probably a month before your dad died, God put him on my heart every single day, and I just didn't realize what was happening. I just allowed this thought to come and thought it was my own thought. I didn't realize it was God putting this desire in my heart, and I just apologized and said, I'm sorry. I believe God was trying to get me to intercede so that your dad would not be killed by this. And he told me, he says, you are the 12th person that has told me that exact same thing. He says, apparently God spoke to a lot of people and nobody responded. You know what I'm trying to say, brothers and sisters? We dismiss a lot of the feelings and thoughts and desires that come into our heart because certainly we've all had evil thoughts and evil desires, and you can't just trust your desires without any critique, without any examination of it. I'm not saying that. But if you are putting God first, if you are delighting yourself in the Lord, if you know the Word of God to the point that you can judge whether a feeling, a thought, a desire is from God, if those things are true, then you can follow the desires that are in your heart. And I'm telling you that just as I have missed God, and because of it, people have died, I'm sure that there's people that have gone through a day praying and saying, God, is there anybody that you could send my way? God, if you're real, please have somebody call. And you know what? Maybe God was speaking to you and you just dismissed it and didn't realize that it was God. I'm telling you that this is one of the important ways that God leads us and fulfills His destiny through us, is that you just put your heart upon God and seek Him. And as you do, God changes your desires. And you just do the things that you desire to do. You know, I had a number, just in the last year or so, I taught a devotion here at our staff. And I taught something along these lines about doing the desires of your heart and God leading you and having a destiny for you. And I had a couple of my employees that came in after that, and they started saying, man, I have a desire to do this. One of them was to go back to North Carolina and to start a church and to minister. And they said, but we are so happy here and we're so fulfilled. And it makes sense to stay here, but really we just have a desire to go do something else. You know what I did? I told them basically the same thing I've been saying. I said, you get into the presence of God. Spend a day or two. Shut off everything. Don't do your normal stuff. Just put your mind on the Lord. Worship the Lord. Seek the Lord. Study the Word. Pray. And the closer you get to God, the more you keep your mind stayed on Him. If this desire increases, then it's God. If the desire diminishes, the more you get into the presence of God, then it was your flesh. And I said, you just do what you have in your heart. And anyway, they came back and talked to me. And I said, so, you've been seeking the Lord. I said, right now, if you have to make a decision, if there were no restrictions, if you didn't have to care about what people say, if it wasn't money involved, if it wasn't the trauma of moving or anything else, and if there were no outside constraints on you, I said, what is it that you want to do? Immediately, they said, we want to do this. This is what's in our heart. And I said, you know what? You need to do it. Even though it was leading them away from my ministry and they were a tremendous asset, you know what? It's important that they do what God's laid in their heart. And I've seen this happen not only with myself, but persons over and over and over again. You need to seek God. You need to put God first in your life. I taught on that for over a week about being a living sacrifice, how that is God's will for your life. That's the most important thing. And then how He uses you is, in a comparison, it's incidental. Put God absolutely first and foremost in your life. And then, after you've done that, you go by the desires of your heart. If you are really delighting in the Lord, how do you feel? What is it that God's put in your heart? And just in your mind, sit there and remove all of the barriers. Often I talk to people and they say, well, I know that this is what I want to do, but, and they talk about this. Don't worry about all that. God can change everything. God could change your financial situation in a moment. He could change all of these things that are barriers and roadblocks. Don't worry about all of that. What is in your heart? And brothers and sisters, I can truthfully say that today I'm doing everything that I have a desire to do in my heart. I'm in process. Now, I haven't arrived. God has shown me some things that are in the future, and I'm moving towards them, and it's going to take time. And I've learned that you can't just do, you know, you can't always cover in one step the distance between you and where God wants you to go. So there may be steps, but I'm saying I am taking steps towards every single desire and thing that's in my heart. I can truthfully say that. I'm not holding back on any of it. And I tell you, it is fulfilling. It is satisfying. It keeps me, motivated. Man, I get excited when I wake up in the morning. I got a purpose because I've got a destiny. God has shown me what I'm supposed to be doing. And I'm expanding and I'm taking steps and I'm pursuing that. I haven't arrived, but I've left. And I just know in my heart that there are many of you watching this program that for whatever reason, maybe it's, this program is seen in nearly every country in the world. And there are some of you that maybe you've just been brought up and that you were in a different caste system and you feel like you can't break out of it and you can't do this because people in your position just don't have these kind of dreams and aspirations. I'm telling you, it's your culture that is holding you back. If you are truly in love with God and seeking God and putting God first, you ought to follow the desires that's in your heart. There's some of you watching in countries where maybe you're a woman and you aren't allowed to do things. I'm telling you, God hasn't placed those restrictions on you. Your culture might have, but you ought to put God first, renew your mind, and then if you have a desire, dream big and just go for what God called you to do and break new ground. There are many of you that are in situations that it's family and friends, and your fear about how am I going to finance this? And if I leave the security of this situation and jump out there where I have nothing guaranteed, it's just nothing but fear and unbelief that is keeping you from doing what God has called you to do. There could be millions of different situations, but the answer to every single thing is the same, and that is follow the desires of your heart. Make sure that your heart is stayed upon God and sensitive to God, that you're delighting yourself in the Lord. And if you can say that with all conviction, then follow the desires that are in your heart. And I'm convinced of this. I believe that if you did that, and even if you made a mistake, and it's possible, we're human, we do make mistakes. I've not taken a perfect course to where I am. I've had some detours and I've made some mistakes, and yet, praise God, I'm still, I believe, going in the direction that God wants my life to go. Even if you made a mistake, but if you did it out of faith, trying to follow God and follow the desires of your heart. The Bible says in Hebrews 11:6, without faith, it's impossible to please Him. For those who come to Him must believe that He is and that He is a rewarder of those who diligently seek Him. Faith is what pleases God. If you made a mistake, but you did it in faith, trying to follow the leadership of the Lord, God is more pleased with that than He is you sitting there taking the safe chicken route and just avoiding doing these things because you aren't sure how it's all going to work out. That is not pleasing to God. That unbelief, that fear isn't pleasing to God. I'm not saying that God's mad at you, but I'm saying God would be more pleased with you to step out in faith and make a mistake than to stay where you are and go against the desire that's in your own heart. I believe that God's speaking through me to many people right now about it's time for you to get up and get out of the boat and start walking on water. It's time for you to begin to start doing what God has put in your heart. Life is too short to waste any time. You need to do what God has put in your heart. And I really believe that that's God speaking directly to people today. You need to receive this. You know, we're out of time, but I am going to continue this into our programs next week. I encourage you to watch the programs, but also please get the materials that we're offering. Listen to our announcer and call or write today.
We're happy to announce that Destiny Stories, Volume 1, is now available. Contained on one powerful DVD are the stories of real people who dared to believe that God had an exciting destiny for their lives. You'll be inspired and transformed as you hear their stories. Destiny Stories is available for a gift of any amount. Request DVD T3006D. Andrew's teachings played a central role in each of these Destiny Stories. Today, we're offering Andrew's four-part teaching titled, How to Fulfill Your Destiny. This teaching will help you discover your God-given destiny and teach you to walk in it. It's available on either CD or DVD for a gift of any amount. Request CD album T1051C or DVD album T1051D when you contact us. Your gifts help Andrew bring the almost too good to be true news of the gospel into countless homes every day. The fourth teaching in the CD album titled Following the Desires of Your Heart is also available for a gift of any amount. We encourage everyone to give, but if you're simply unable to afford it, Andrew and his partners will provide this fourth teaching free of charge. Request teaching THT122C when you write or call, and we'll be pleased to send it to you. You can use your credit card to order by telephone. Our helpline number is 719-635-1111. Helpline hours are from 4 a.m. until 9:30 p.m. Mountain Time. Again, that number is 719-635-1111. Or you can reach us through our website, where you can order ministry materials online 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at awmi.net. If you prefer to write to us, our address is Andrew Womack Ministries, P.O. Box 3333, Colorado Springs, 80934. We appreciate your generosity. We hope to hear from you today.
I know that God spoke to many of you today, and you know what? You need to do something. You need to move. You need to make a decision. And one of the ways that you can do that, of course, you need to just go before the Lord and talk to Him and make a commitment before God. But you need to tell somebody. And I'd like to offer our helpline to you. They'll not only get you these materials, but you could call and ask for prayer. And you could just tell a person, says, God has told me to do whatever, and today I am declaring in front of you and God that I'm going to move in that direction. I really believe that some of you need to do something lest you do nothing. So please call that number that you see on your screen, request the materials, and then pray with one of our prayer ministers and just tell them that you will do what God has put in your heart.
We'd like to point out Andrew's upcoming speaking schedule. He'll be in Raleigh, North Carolina for a Gospel Truth seminar this week, June 11th through the 13th, and in Colorado Springs for the annual Summer Family Bible Conference, June 29th through July 3rd. He'll also be in Durant, Oklahoma, July 30th and 31st, in Boston, Massachusetts for a Gospel Truth seminar, August 6th through the 8th, and in Little Rock, Arkansas, August 28th through the 30th. For more details on Andrew's next meeting in your area, call our helpline or visit our website at awmi.net.
We're getting close to our Summer Family Bible Conference. It's going to be on June the 29th through July the 3rd, and it's going to be a great time for the whole family. We have children's ministry. We have it set up so that there are our CBC classes in the morning, but the afternoons are off, and then evening meetings. It's just a great time, and I believe that it could be a vacation for you and your whole family. The children will be blessed. So make plans to join me June the 29th through July the 3rd for our Summer Family Bible Conference. And again, I offer this to you in conjunction with that scripture I was using previously in Psalms 37:4, where it says, delight yourself in the Lord and He will give you the desires of your heart. He will start putting His desires in your heart, and then you can follow the things that you desire to do as long as you are seeking God with all of your heart. Likewise, you can follow the peace that's in your heart. And I tell you, this, coupled with Psalms 37:4, is probably the dominant way that God leads me in my life.